Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We have it really good right now. And when I hear from other fan bases and other players, I'm like, yo, what y'all going to do with Harbaugh? We need a coach. Raider fans calling in. We'll take Harbaugh right now. Right now. I bet you Arizona last year with Gannon, they would have taken Harbaugh right now. Dallas Cowboy fans, you think they take Kyle Shanahan? You think Cowboy fans would take Kyle Shanahan right now?
Yeah. Of course.
So, I mean...
Yeah, he's really good. We know that.
He's been close to the mountaintop now. It's tough. It's tough to win. Marty Schottenheimer never won. Marv Levy never won. Joe Robbie, I mean, Don Shula didn't win for a long time. He's been for the last, like, 30 years of his career, for crying out loud. So, I don't know, man.
I just feel
like this fan base is so down on Kyle Shanahan, and we're blaming him for so many different reasons. Where players got to make freaking plays. When are we going to hold players accountable around here?
I think this is what happens when you don't cash in a championship. Like, I've thought a lot about this, and you could tell me what your opinion is, but let's say the Warriors didn't win that first title. Let's say they lose for whatever reason, whether it's in the finals or in the Western Conference. Like, does it hang over your head that you didn't win it? And then the next year you have that remarkable season and you don't win it there. And like, now it's a thing. You know what I mean? And like, you go years and years and it's like the pressure just continues to mount. Like, I think about the Atlanta Braves of the 90s. Like, the pressure just got bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger for the Los Angeles Dodgers, right? The pressure got bigger and bigger and bigger. And so, like, I think this is what happens when you've been knocking on the door, knocking on the door, knocking on the door, and you just keep stubbing your toe, trying to walk through, and you don't cash in. I think that at some point you fall flat on your face and you have, quote unquote, a down year by your standards, which, I mean, the Bears would trade seasons, you know, the last 10 seasons for this year, you know? But that's the plight of success. I think that this is the byproduct of being so freaking good. Niner fans don't even know what a down year looks like because we've been so spoiled. And again, they're 500. They're 500 right now.
We've had some down years.
No, I'm talking about just recently, the last couple. We've been jaded. We've been kind of spoiled.
I mean, they've had some down years, but yeah, we are spoiled. I've been saying this kind of all season. I've been a little disappointed in Niner fans this year. And kind of and you know what? Maybe it's because of the Super Bowl loss. Maybe it's because of the omens in training camp of losing Pearsall and McCaffrey and the Ayuk holdout and the Trent Williams holdout and Garrido injures his hamstring on the first day of camp. So,
do you believe in emotional burnout?
No, sometimes I do. I do, but I don't think this team suffers from it.
Oh, no, I'm talking about more the fan base, like the psyche of the fan base.
Yeah, but they're all back. They're all back for the Jets game. We all say, oh, man, we're tired. We need a break. Nah, we're always back.
I don't know about break, but more like just you've been
for
through
fans,
some...
Yeah, for fans, sure.
You've been through some trauma, I guess.
I mean, fans...
We're talking fan trauma.
Yeah, you would know more than me.
Well, I just think that, like, it's really difficult when you lose a championship to get over it, you know? And it's really, 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 really tough when it feels like everything went your way the last couple of years. You didn't cash in. And then you're sitting here and you're like, oh my God, was last year the best chance we had to win a Super Bowl and we lost in freaking overtime?
Well, everything lined up right.
Right? Well, like it's hard to come to grips with that. And then I think what ends up happening is you overcompensate and you crush the quarterback and you crush the head coach and you crush ownership and you start making, oh my God, the parking lot. You know what I mean? Like we come up with all these reasons on why they can't win.
Let's go to, you're right about that. Fan is short for fanatic, right? I mean, but emotionally, I was spent at the Rams game. I'll bounce back up, and now my ass was in Philadelphia the next year. Then Philadelphia happened. And I was like, damn. I'm not going to get back up for this one. Damn. And then I did. So we all get back up. We get emotional. We get burnt out a little bit, but I never get down in the dumps like, I got to turn the TV off. Like, you know, there's people, if you lose an NFC championship, for example, they're like, I'm not watching the Super Bowl. What the hell with that? I am watching the Super Bowl.
What?
Or if they don't make the playoffs, well, I'm watching the playoffs. I'm watching it closely. Or if they lose in the playoffs, well, I'm going to continue to watch at a high, high level. That's just me,
everybody
though.
Fans
everybody's
different.
Yeah. Everybody's different.
You know, like so I was thinking about like the Giants and the O's, right? When they lost the World Series in 2002. 2003, they run it back. They go wire to wire, and they lose to the freaking Marlins. And they should have lost that series. Like, the Marlins were the better team. It was so hard. It was so hard that following season, 04. It was just like, you've got to be kidding me. Like, they have no shot. No shot whatsoever. You were emotionally drained and spent. And I feel like there's a part of the fan base, not all, but there is a part of the fan base that's just emotionally drained currently, and they haven't gotten over the Super Bowl. And I get it. I'm having a hard time. I don't think I'll ever get over it. Ever.
So when you say get over it, does that mean that you can't really lock in on the season?
No, more
game
like
to game.
Like every loss, it's like, you lost that Super Bowl, so let me take it all out on the coach. And like right now, I'm just going to unload on him. And I think it's unfair.
Yeah, he'll get over it.
You know what I mean? Like, I think it's hard to describe.
I
sports fans do this stuff, man.
Yeah. I hear you.
Like, talk to a Yankee fan about Aaron Judge.
I know sports fans do do it.
Talk to a Yankee fan about Aaron Judge.
We're talking about trading Shanahan for Harbaugh. That's cable.
Well, we're having a conversation.
No, but obviously it came from the internet. And obviously it came from somebody calling. And Spadoni actually brought it up in the show thread. I'm like, that's where we're at right now? Talk about trading the head coach now? When losses happen, what I've done as I get, and trust me, I tweet a lot, but it's not like I'm like diving in to see who's having what take or whatnot, because I'm not going to drive myself crazy. I get emotional about the games, but I have a different way of dealing with it. Well, and I already know that during the season, unless you're mathematically eliminated, you still got a shot.
Yeah, but there's a roller coaster.
You're 5-5, and there's a roller. And I like the roller coaster. I do like the roller coaster because for me, it separates who can handle adversity, who can't. Whether it's the players, whether it's the coaches, whether it's the fan base. And I know which fans are which. So I know which fans I don't talk to during the season, because I know, oh, they're wishy-washy. As soon as they lose, they're going to call me. Or as soon as they win, I don't hear from them. E-40 had a great line. Now, I'm going to paraphrase what E-40 said. He goes, boy, all or something else. When we win, I don't hear from none of y'all. No congratulations, no nothing. Hey, this guy did a good job. Even from the old fan base. I don't hear from you. You don't say anything. Oh, this play was good. This play was good. You're always critical. But boy, when they lose, oh, this game's not even over. The text messages are rolling.
But that's life. I mean, your hater shows up to your funeral. You know what I mean? In the front row, sitting next to your mom.
But fans, they're not even haters. They're just fans. Fans. Some fans do this where they just jump the shark.
Well, no.
Every single week.
I just think this is part of football, number one. And the Niners, like, when you have a 30-year drought, you know, of winning Super Bowls, and you've been knocking and knocking and knocking and knocking, it makes everyone crazy. We're at the level of insomnia. Are we not?
This is
like
great,
Bonte, man. One of your buddies is a diehard Niner fan. I would consider him one of the quintessential Bay Area sports fan, Harry Bereson.
Oh yeah.
And all year it's like he kinda has been like
He's on it. He's been down.
He's been down on this team, right? And I would consider him to be a very pragmatic, very thought out, very optimistic sports fan.
One of the smartest sports fans I know.
Exactly. And yet he has, like, all year he has been very, I don't know, something's not right. My eyes are telling me, and I'm saying to myself, like, I think a lot of people feel that way. They love the Niners, but all year it's just been like, ah.
Well, look, full disclosure here. When the situation happened between Draymond Green and Jordan Poole a couple years ago, in my head I was like, damn, this season, because I've been around a lot of sports teams, covered a lot of sports teams, and just thought, damn, this season might be cooked. Like, they may have a shelf life, and I'm not sure how it's going to play out, but I don't know if they're going to go back-to-back. And I felt like they were going to go back-to-back. I really did. That all season, I was like, boy, Poole's coming back, and Wiseman, I was feeling really good. And then watch that first road trip, you're like, oh, no. They didn't win a game on a road trip. Oh, no. This might be a long year.
They were so bad that first month.
But my job here at 95.7 The Game and NBC Sports Bay Area, I was like, well, I can't just go on the radio and say, boy, we got no shot this year. I've got to go through the journey. I've got to somehow, like, not sell hope, but you got to be positive in a way, right? You got to just have that mindset of just, man, how are we going to get through the season here? So I try to stay away from it, but I'm not going to lie to you. When I was in New York and watching everything from afar in training camp, I'm thinking, boy, there's not a lot of good omens here. So, and usually when this happens with a football team, because I've seen it before, it doesn't play out well. And when the McCaffrey news broke, during Monday Night Football, while I'm on the field and they're like, wait, he's not playing, and it could be an Achilles, and I'm like, oh, no, that's not a good omen, right? Not a good omen.
Well, I thought the whole offseason was a lot of bad omens, but continue.
So, but to your point about Harry Bereson, he could read things very well, but he's also not going to flip the spread and go crazy. He understands it. He's very smart. We talk all the time after a game, all the time. We'll talk, and he's very calm, very cool, collected. He never screams, never yells. Yeah. He's just very calm and collected when it comes to his 49ers. Now, you get the other side of it, and I got a buddy named Uber Latif. He can't wait to text as soon as the game is over. Oh, get rid of this guy. I didn't even open up the thread last time. I didn't open up the thread on Sunday from some of these fans. I didn't. I refused. It's like, I already know what they're going to say.
But I think this is the beauty of sports, is that people are going to have varying opinions on stuff. And, like, you know, one of my closest buddies, Guido, young Guido, our dads went to Niner games growing up together. I've been to a countless Niner games with Guido. Guy watches every second of everything. He has been out on Shanahan for a long time. And even though he's rooting for him to win the Super Bowl last year, he's just always with a side eye, like, I just don't like this guy. I don't think he's great. I think that the team is really, really good, and I think he's holding them back. I'm like, what are you talking about? And, like, again, these are the conversations sports fans have, where I'm looking at him like, are you crazy? You know, and he's like, no, are you crazy?
Well, love it when he brought it up on a show called Ben. It's Fedoni Shaskin. I kind of like this question. I say, what? What question? The Harbaugh question?
Some people are Harbaugh guys.
But no, I'm a Harbaugh guy.
Yeah.
I've always loved Jim Harbaugh. Yeah. I watch every single Chargers video because of Jim Harbaugh. But at the same time, that time is coming. It's coming on.
Yeah.
He's even made amends with Jed York and come back for anniversaries to Levi's Stadium. So that's done. But I want to hear.